Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Child Care Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight, and I help child care owners find their way through the child care industry. I help directors learn how to lead without all the stress and all the things that bring us down. And I do it from a mindset of joy and prosperity, which is not something you see a lot in our industry. And by the way, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Child Care Business Professionals. You can check them out at childcarebusinessprofessionals.com. And they it is actually one of my companies and that actually funds this podcast. So check us out. Look us up on social media, childcarebusinessprofessionals.com. We have lots of training classes, like one that's coming up this month on how to coach. The difference between being a coach, a mentor, and a trainer, and when is it appropriate to do which one? Super important to know those things. But today I want to talk about a season that I'm going through. I'm coming out of a transitional season in life. And most of you don't even realize when you're going through a transition season in life, but they're not the easiest seasons. They're not. Transitional seasons are those times in life where you're changing. Something is happening in your life, and on the other side of it, you're someone new. I've gone through a lot in the last few years, and they spill over to our careers, right? As a child care center owner, I am not the same person I was 10 years ago. This transition has been fascinating for me, and I knew I was in a transition, and I just kept telling myself, come on, let's get through this. It is a struggle. And I've been really honest with you guys over the last few weeks and pretty transparent on some of these episodes. And I've told you a couple episodes ago that I've been struggling, and I have. Last week, finally made the breakthrough. I did. And the peace that comes on when you finally make through that breakthrough, and when you finally see it and get the big picture. And this transition for me was all about my career in early childhood education. It was completely about it. A few months ago, I found myself in a group of people. My performance coach told me I needed to join this group and be on this at this event. So I went to this event. And I was so inspired. And I'm in this event of leaders who are hopeful and who are like, well, let's find a solution. There's a problem. Let's find a solution. Everything was so solution driven instead of problem driven. Now, a couple days later, I am in the room with ECE leaders. And these early childhood education leaders were so full of, oh my gosh, this problem, who's going to save us? It was all about like, we've got this issue and we need someone to come in and save us. What are we going to do? Everything happens the way it's meant to. And I know I was meant to be in the room with those leaders who were so future focused and solution driven. And a couple days later, I'm in the room in my own industry with the leaders who are waiting for someone to come and save them, who everything was about the problem. That's all we were focusing on. I have been volunteering in committees for many, many years, and I am a strong believer in advocacy. So as I say this, please do not misinterpret what I'm saying. We do need to advocate 100%. Recently had something go after Ron died. My time became very valuable to me. And I kind of went into a scarcity of time mindset for a while. But one of the things I noticed and really jumped out at me was that all of these different committees I'm a part of and I belong to, every year we come to the table with the same agendas and the same goals. And very little happens. Now, there is one committee I've been on part of that, man, they make things happen. But their mindset is completely different. The committees in early childhood education that I've been on that nothing happens, they're come from a mindset of there's not enough. Well, there's not enough money and centers can't charge enough. And there's just a scarcity in who you can hire. And it's so hard to hire. And there's not quality people. And there's not. Everything in those conversations comes down to there's not enough. If you guys have been in meetings like that or talked to owners like that, please let me know in the chat. Just like, yes, I feel you. That is exactly what I've been encountering as well. Well, as I've been transitioning, those meetings are really exhausting me, like really taking a toll on my mental health. So I decided it's enough. That day in that meeting, I decided like, yeah, I'm going to advocate, but I have to separate myself from this, or I'm honestly don't know if I'm going to stay in early childhood education or if I'm just going to become my own lone wolf over here. I just can't keep doing this with these people when I now belong to this other group that is so hopeful, which is not in early childhood education. This is a group of people who get together with different industries and we just come together. Doesn't matter what industry you're a part of. We solve each other's problems. That's it. That's all. And when I showed them like what I was going through, it was just like, oh, no problem. Let's just solutions like that. Because they're solution focused. The committees I belong to that are solution focused and not problem focused come up with solutions. I had a call with another owner that's a fantastic owner on Saturday. And we were talking about how from state to state to state, we have these different obstacles and stuff. And there are some states doing an amazing job at overcoming them. And then other states trying to figure it out. And we talked about how interesting it is that they don't just duplicate systems. That's it. Just go to the states that are doing it right. Duplicate the systems. And what we realize is it's because they are focused on problems and not solutions. Now, if you've been following my social media, you know that I made an announcement that last week. I am starting something new. I am breaking free of the mainstream. I'm tired. I did a lot last year. And this year, I specifically decided I am not going out and speaking on the road nearly as much. I am not going to be participating on it nearly as much because it was honestly just draining me. It was exhausting me. And I realized that the trendy things that are going on in ECE, it's not my cup of tea. And that's okay. I'm starting a group that will be my cup of tea. With people that make me feel hopeful and calm and peaceful, not this doom and gloom. And I can tell you, it's kind of ironic. It was totally not even planned. I put this post on Facebook, and if you haven't seen it yet, go check out my Facebook post. I believe it was on Wednesday. Let me check for you guys really quick, but I believe I put it on Wednesday. But I basically put this post on Facebook and just said, hey, this is where I'm going. I feel like I don't fit in an ECE anymore. So I am starting a new group of like-minded people. And in this group of like-minded people, I am going to, wrong group. That's on my page. With this group of like-minded people, I really want to just focus on solutions and people and align myself with people who want to move forward in early childhood education and who don't believe that we have to go off a cliff. Okay. So it was 4 days ago. Ooh, today is April 1st. Look at that. So it was probably around the 26th or the 27th, but I just decided, like, I just don't want to be in these groups anymore where it's just so negative, so negative. Children are seen as the problem. The parents are seen as the problem, but there is no accountability. And there's no, how are we going to fix this? It's all, what are they going to do? It's all their fault. Parents don't know what they're doing. The workforce doesn't know what it's doing. The government needs to come in and save us. But there's no, how can we be proactive and fix the problem? So I posted this and I could not believe it. I got over 150 messages by the next day, within 24 hours. Over 150 of you amazing ECE leaders just made my heart soar when I realized I am not alone. I am not the only one. And what I realized is a lot of times the silent majority just kind of sits back and watches, right? We just sit back and watch the other half that's in the circus and making the circus happen. But those of us who are not in that mindset, we don't fit in. And we're not the ones who are going to all of these conferences. It's crazy. I see the same people. It's like, I don't know. And they're not in the mainstream. And it's because we don't fit in with the mainstream. I also know that what is coming to early childhood education is going to change the landscape. This is a movement, and I am so excited to see so many of you. I have to say that within 24 hours, I had 150 people in my inbox who were saying, yes, I feel this. I resonate with you. Please let me into your group. I haven't even looked. I'm so overwhelmed. I know there's over 200 at this point, but I have not even looked at how many people are still reaching out to me, still want an application. So it just really lit my fire. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. This is amazing and awesome that there are other ECE people out there who get it. They understand what's happening. And let me tell you what's going to happen. We are going through a revolution in early childhood education. When we get to the other side of this, this industry is not going to look the same. And there's going to be two camps of people. There's the camp of people who are just like, no, it needs to be this way and it's not going to change. And they're going to die on that hill. And then there's going to be the other group of people who are going to be like me. I'm excited for this. This is awesome. This is where ECE needs to go. Because now we can increase the quality, we can just make it better, and we can do more for the children. And we don't have to be afraid of not getting qualified staff, because as we come up with the solution, and as we align ourselves and do this right, we're going to be able to pay fair wages. And we don't need anyone to come and save us. There are ways. There are. And as we do this, we are going to be the ones who survive. And those of you that I did talk to, there's a few of you I talked to last week who are already on board and joining my new program. You guys agreed with me. And the one thing that every single one said was, you realize we're going to end up owning all the centers. I said, yeah, I know. I've been predicting that for a while. At those of us who are not stuck in the scarcity mindset of there isn't enough, there isn't enough children, there's not enough money, there's not enough help, please come save me. Those of us who are not waiting for someone to come save us, those of us who know that there is more than enough out there, there is more than enough, we're going to end up owning the entire industry. But maybe that's the way it needs to be. And I really do believe that. Because those of us who are in that mindset also understand the quality. We understand that behavior is not a child's fault. A behavior does not define who a child is. It is a byproduct of something else. Those of us who are solution focused don't blame children or their parents for their behaviors. We find solutions. We get to the bottom of it. We don't blame the government when we can't pay our bills. We find solutions. And we find alternatives. We bring in alternative revenue streams. We think on a higher level. We don't rely on grants to make our businesses survive. We understand the importance of being good business people that put the children first. We don't worry about a lot of those things. And we do. I'm not going to say phrasing that way is wrong. It is a concern. I do get concerned for my staff. I do, because my staff does absolutely deserve better benefits, better pay, all of the things. But I'm not going to wait for someone to come do it for me. I'm going to figure it out for myself. I already have several things in the works to figure it out. and we look for alternatives. I talked to one owner who literally got an entire apartment complex donated to her so she could house her staff. She couldn't pay more, but she could give them free housing. I'm working on a project right now to get my staff free groceries, where they don't have to pay for groceries. So even if the dollar of their checks aren't as much, they would literally have to go make $10 an hour more because of what I do provide, the benefits I do give them. And that is what is important. We're always looking at these things from such a negative standpoint. Well, I can't attract people. You're right, you can't, because you believe you can't. I believe I can, so I do. So it's a very exciting time for me because, like I said, I've had so many of you turn in applications for my new program. So I want to just spend the last couple minutes with you guys talking about my new program. If you are one of the people that you are just like, yes, you are preaching to the choir here. I see in the chat, and by the way, when I stream, I'm on YouTube and everything at the same time. I see you're not alone. I am so excited. And I'm so happy to see all of you who are excited for this, who want to break free of this trend. And so you get it. You get that it's okay, number one, for us as business owners to prosper. It is okay for you to make money as a business owner. Nobody goes into business to be broke. And this is the only industry I know that guilts owners for being prosperous. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's because people in this industry have such a bad relationship with money. It's your paradigms. It's how you think about money. You buy all those things of money is the root of all evil, or money makes people turn bad or whatever. Money doesn't make anybody change. It enhances who a person is in their heart. That's all it does. I donate so much money. And I give so much because that's who I am. It's just who I am. So you don't have to be afraid of money, and you don't have to judge people who have a good relationship with money. I could say so many things, but I'm going to stop there. So my new program is based on people who have a good relationship with money, who aren't waiting for the government to come and save them, and who know that together we will find a solution. I am putting together a very close incubator of people. Right now, I'm starting with only 20, which I realized I'm probably going to have to increase my numbers. I had no idea so many people would want in. I've literally had people sending me their resume all weekend, and I've already signed up our first 6 people. There are already 6 spots taken, and those were just people I know who said, oh my gosh, I want in now. And I was like, well, I know you. You don't have to apply. Let's hop on a call. I already know you and who you are. And I already know we're going to be teaming up on something. So let's hop on a call. All 6 of them. Sign me up. So it's going to be this group. We're going to get together 3 times a year in person. One of them is going to be at the Childcare Business Summit. And by the way, if you have not bought your ticket to the Childcare Business Summit yet, we are almost sold out. So please get your ticket now before you miss out. It's June 20th and 21st in Lake Tahoe. And this is the kind of thing we teach. We don't talk about the doom and gloom. We talk about solutions. We are solution focused, not problem focused. And I'm bringing in people, Tony Child, my performance coach will be there, and a lot of people from around other industries that have successfully revolutionized industries. There will be some, like Scott Wayman from ECE will be there, because Scott Wayman he has a great relationship with money. Samantha Phillips will be there. But for the most part, it's going to be people who completely change our paradigm, because that is what we need in early childhood education. We need a paradigm shift. So, we'll be getting together after, including Summit, and then we're going to do 2 intimate retreats together a year, where we get in a room together, we brainstorm, and I'm bringing other people in from really high levels to just pour into us and to help us level up together. We're also going to get together monthly for monthly Zoom calls, where we can really just pour in, encourage each other, work together, collaborate on projects, come together as a high-powered group that encourages, lifts each other up, collaborates, goes into business collaborations together. Just a much higher conversation, these way higher level conversations that you don't see every day in ECE. People who are truly entrepreneurs. That is what we're doing. Applications come out tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be putting out the applications for our new program. So if you're interested, let me know. Send me your email. Do whatever you need. And let's see. Thank you, Maria. Maria actually just gave me a very sweet compliment here. Hi, I admire you so much. I listened to you for a while. Truly amazing, great mentor. Oh, well, thank you. But I am so excited for what is coming. And I can't wait to see which ones of you join me. I know the program's already full. I mean, with as many applications as we have, it's not going to be hard to get 20 people. And for now, we are going to leave it at 20. I think by Summit, we might open up some more spots. So if you come to Summit, there may be opportunity for you to join as well. But yeah, I would just say you guys be at Summit. It is going to be life-changing and it's going to help you to be on the side of this movement that's happening that survives this economy and that survives this revolution. So make sure you join us. I am so excited for this. Email us. It's in the description, you guys, admin@childcarebusinessprofessionals.com. I cannot wait to collaborate with you guys. And again, as always, follow me and give me a like, a subscribe, whichever platform you're on. And I really appreciate reviews as well. Have a wonderful day, everybody.